Father, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The Lord, our God, in the midst of us is mighty.
Amen.
Blessed be his glorious name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know as the Father sent you, so you have sent us also. And you say, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. So we can say the same thing because as he is, so are we in this world. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So we thank you for the fellowship and as we get into your word this evening, Lord. Father, we pray that Lord God, you know, the Holy Spirit will help us, Lord, to understand and let it be mixed together with faith in our hearts that it will be profitable unto us in the days to come.
Amen.
Father, grant it, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just for a few minutes there, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the old Job and so on, he said in one place, he said, you know, he said, a man born of woman, you know, is of a few days and is full of trouble, right? So he knew what he was talking about, right?
Yes.
That was Job saying that, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even the Lord himself said, in the world, you have tribulation. The Lord himself came here and said, in the world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Amen.
I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I want to take that from what Job said in there tonight. I want to talk a little bit about all he went through. So tonight, the secret of Job's healing. The secret of Job's healing. That man was tested in all the three dimensions of humanity, meaning spirit, soul, and body. He went through all of those things, you know. So how did he get over it? What was the secret, you know, of Job's healing? Now, let me tell you this. Healing involves the three spheres of life. In fact, true healing begins from the spirit. Amen?
Amen?
When your spirit is sound and healed, that will be transferred to your soul. And then the body will be well.
Amen.
Healing begins right from the spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That man was tested in all the three dimensions of human existence, spirit, soul, and body. What were the secrets of his healing then? So now, the secret of Job's healing. This man has a fatal disease. Meaning Job, you all know about him. I just picked the sickness of part of it. He went through other kind of things, all kind of things before that one. But God will not let the devil kill him. Amen?
Amen.
God won't let the devil kill him. And, you know, in the end, Job was healed by a miracle of God. So what are the secrets of Job's healing? Number a couple of them here. Number one, Job saw God's greatness. That's number one thing. He saw God's greatness. Now, Job had been absorbed before that time and absorbed with his trouble. He said it, full of trouble, right? So, he had been absorbed in all these troubles. And, you know, his affliction, he was absorbed in his suffering, you know. The first thing that the Lord did to deliver him was to get Job's attention from himself unto the Almighty God's power, you know, by revealing himself to Job, his own greatness to Job. So he get him out of his own, of his own attention to his troubles and so on. So God called Job's attention to his great works of creation, which he had created in past ages. In fact, the Lord told him, he said, in the ages where the morning stars stand together, and the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38, a whole chapter. He told him a lot of stories about creation to get his attention away from himself and to the power of God. Praise the Lord. That is tellable today. It's truth endured to all generations.
Amen.
If it was true in Job's day, to get away from his own attention and bring it to the power of God, if we do the same thing today, he is God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are supposed to pay attention to what is happening to us. Pay attention to the power of the Almighty God.
Amen.
The power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So we see that the number of things, getting away from his own feelings and so on, and getting to the power of God. So God reminded Job in that chapter of the mighty works the Lord had done in the sea. He told him about the sea. And even in the earth, you know, that God, by his wisdom and power, had established the heavens. He showed many, many things in the heavens and so on. I don't know why God is always pointing to the heavens when a mighty miracle is needed. Because, you know, the greatness of the heavens, the infinite greatness of the heavens, as man is concerned, when Abraham, at 75, had no children, why, what will God use to convince him? He brought him outside, right? Look into the heavens. If you can count the number of stars, see? So why of all things God will bring to the heaven to show him that, look, of his surety, you have a child of your own wife, Sarah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? So showing God's greatness, you know? And things like that, you know? So anyway, so God, you know, focus attention on God's eternal greatness and so on. So the Lord spoke to Job, you know, of the influences, or the bonds, those, you know, of the bonds that hold the stars together in their orbit. He's showing the heavens and showing those stars and so on, that, you know, and how, you know, and the influences thereof and so on. The Lord referred to the secrets of the beautiful Pleiades in the heavens, and one of the most beautiful constellations and so on. On an average night, you can see seven of the stars, you know, the Pleiades and so forth. So beautiful out there, things like that, you know. He's showing, you know, all those kind of things and so on, you know. He's showing the mighty Orion, you know, in the heavens and so on, you know. He just gets attention away from himself and points him to the miraculous power of God, you know, and so on, that, you know. So you see, he told him all those things in that 30th chapter of the book of Job. And I want to read one verse from there. You know, he said in the 31st verse, and the Lord said it and so on. He said the Lord, that he has created. Can thou bind the influences of the Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? You see those three stars in the belt of Orion? They are millions and millions of miles aside. You know, and some of that, you know, and I believe you understood those things and so on, how great it was and so on. So to see how great our Lord is. The purpose of doing that to Job is to show the greatness of God. You see? And how little man is and so on. See? So anyway, so canst thou bring forth Lazarus, you know, in his seasons? Or canst thou guide Arcturus, you know, with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof upon the earth? You couldn't do any of those things. Get his attention away from himself and from his affliction and something like that, you know, and point to the power of God, you know. So all this teach us what? It teach us that the first step when suffering from any affliction, either of the spirit or the body, is to get, you know, our attention off of ourselves, off of our troubles, off of our suffering, and all of one's symptoms. It has to do with healing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the best way to do that, of course, you know, is for one, to focus on God's word, be absorbed in God's word and his promises. That's the way to do that and so on, that, you know. David said, in his word, they meditate day and night, you know. Day and night, you know. And so, did he have trouble? Plenty of them, right? But he set them aside, you know, and day and night, only on the word of God. Whether Saul is chasing him, makes no difference, you know. Set my heart upon the word of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. That was what got him through all of his struggles, you know. So we saw that one. So the first thing to get away from all those things that you are feeling and so on, and get yourself absorbed, you know, in the word of God. The eye should be turned from one's weakness unto unto God's omnipotence and might. Praise the Lord. The omnipotence of God. Only he has these three attributes. Omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. Amen. Turn our attention to our weakness, so called, and so on. Turn our attention to the almightiness of God, the omnipotence of God. See? Now, healing does not come by one reasoning it out like an arithmetic problem. 1 + 2 = 1 + 1 = 8. You know, it doesn't come that way, you know. It doesn't come, you know, by keeping attention on one's weaknesses. It doesn't come that way. How does it come? It comes by faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. Faith in God's word. And faith comes by what? As one becomes absorbed in the greatness and the goodness of God. We know that God is good. Amen? Let not any devil tell us any difference. Amen? Praise the Lord. No matter where we are at, see? Know the Lord, I will bless the Lord at all times. That's number one thing. Get your, you know, just away from your feelings, from your affliction, from your troubles and so on. Set yourself on the greatness of the Almighty God. The Psalms are full of that, you know. So anyway, another thing to do is this. Number two, Job did something again, which I emulate. Bible says that all the things which are written aforetime are for our admonition, right?
Amen.
That we through the scriptures may have hope. Praise the Lord. So let's see what Job did and so to get out of that trouble. Job sees questioning God's providence. Amen?
Amen.
He sees questioning God's providence. Now, many people are prone to question God's goodness or even his wisdom. They ask such questions as, why does God permit this to happen? Why was not so and so healed? Or what have I done to be suffering? That kind of thing, it pops up one in a way, that's another thing though. The first thing to do is to be reconciled to God. Amen?
Amen.
Be reconciled to God. We must say, thy will be done. Amen?
Yeah.
I don't mean the way that people will say, what is it will be, that's what I'm talking about. Thy will be done. Amen?
Amen.
What is the will of God? Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health. That is the will of God.
Amen.
Jesus said above all things, right? That's what he said in the book of the Bible as well, that you know, above all things, you know. So all this thing we are looking for admonition. So if we are testing our body, it's good medicine, eh?
Amen.
He said your word is medicine.
Amen.
To all my flesh. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we are all tested, we have all been there, praise God. So we get ourselves prepared and so that you know, we can overcome all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say that will be done by faith, what does that mean? Then sickness must go. For God expressed his will as being against sickness. That's what he told us in the Bible. I already quoted John 2 to us. So, of course, the Lord Jesus said that healing is the children's bread, right? That's what he says. So, the children's bread are the son of a little woman. You know, we know the story in the Mark chapter 7, you know, and he said, the Lord said, you know, let the children first be filled, for it is not me to take the children's meat or bread and to cast it onto the dogs. The woman had a sense of humor. Lord, even the dogs, the kind of the crumbs are put on the master's table. Oh, great is our faith, amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, the point is that healing is the children's bread. So, and if I don't get healed, it's not God's fault, amen? It's my fault. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. There's no fault in God's word. So because the children's bread, so we know that. You know, so another thing. So we notice that Job did not question God's right to do as God chose to do. I will say that again. He did not question God's right to do what God chose to do. But he did question one thing. What is Job question? He questioned God's wisdom. That's what he did. In what he did. So he queried God's wisdom in what God did. And therein was his great mistake. You know, after that, you know. So we learn a lot of things from that book. I believe it's the older book in the Bible. I believe it's so. I'm sorry, you know. Anyway, I'm going to go there. Anyway, he got on the right track when he quit trying to justify himself. Then he was now on the right track. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know? And there are many things instead of talking too much or so much, he learned in order to listen to the voice of God. There are all kind of voices, right? That's not without signification. Let us listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, amen?
Amen.
In whatever situation we are in and so on, that you know, your mind is bombarded by all kinds of thoughts and so on. Let us discern, you know, that which is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Usually, the still small voice. And the Lord said that when it comes, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, it will remind us of God's promises. Praise the Lord. I want to say that Job did was this. Job quit being negative. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, the secret, you know, of Job's healing and so on. No, he quit being negative. Job had been very, very negative. If you read the book, once in a while I read the book and as what I could, know. He was very, very negative. He confessed fear and he begot more fear. In fact, in Job 3:25, the popular verse, for the thing which I greatly even put great idea of fear there is come upon me. And that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So it was very, very negative in the beginning. I told you that, you know, Job had caught the day of his birth. very, very negative, right? He called the day of his birth, that is in Job 3 verse 1. After this, open Job his mouth and curse his day. See? You know? And he had even questioned God's providence in creating him. You see, don't tell me, when you are getting tried in your body and so, I don't say it's going to be easy. But if you can't keep quiet, if you can't say the right word of God, keep quiet, amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's far better and so on. Bible says even if a fool is silent, it's considered wise. Praise the Lord. That is Proverbs, right? You know, even if a fool and he has to be quiet, then it's considered wise. You know, so don't say anything contrary to the word of God. You know, speak the word only. No matter what you feel or think, God's word will never fail. The Lord is behind every word he spoke. Heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall not pass away. Praise the Lord Jesus. Irrespective of my feelings, of my situation, of my condition, no, God's word remains fast. Ever forever and ever. You know, and it's watching over what to perform it. Now, so in all those things, he had even, I said that and so on, no? Now, his words were almost wholly negative in his early discourses in that book and so on, that, you know. He confessed weakness, and he had weakness, you know, and he confessed his mystery, and he received more mystery. It is a true saying, don't forget this one, that one cannot rise above his confession. You can hardly do it. A man is ensnared by the word of his mouth. Another book of Proverbs, right? So praise the Lord, be careful what you say and so on. Be sure you are saying only God's word only. That is the only way out, the only way of escape of any situation, of any trial. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? Lessons, secrets of Job deliverance, you know. And it's applicable today to every believer, whosoever, you know, and so on. You know. So, and yet, through the book, we notice Job's face slowly rising over his death fear. As he begins to change his mind now, begins to see things positive, then his faith begins to grow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Over his death fear. One of his first possible confession was in Job 13:15. Though he slay me, see, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. Getting positive now, right? You know, and he said, it will grow. You know, the same thing. You know, those who by listening, you know, or whatever, you know, start your senses in the things and the word of God. Praise the Lord. Your faith will grow exceedingly, you know. Anyway, so, and he was resigned, you know, he was resigned to the will of God, even if he misunderstood that will. So, I said, he resigned himself to the will of God. Even if he didn't understand that will, he resigned himself to God and his will. You know, that's the best way to go, really. Later, he began to dimly see that the providence of God was working things out for his good.
Amen.
And his faith got stronger. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, God is no respecter of persons. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? So, and what he did for others, I mean, for what he would do for others and so on, the songwriter says, you know, and so on like that, you know. So, good, stronger in the faith and so on. He then could say in Job 33:10, he's getting stronger now in faith, but he knows the way that I take. See, he's confident now. When he has tried me, I shall comfort as gold.
Amen.
Not talking about death anymore, right? I will comfort. Begin to prophesy on himself, right? I will comfort, amen?
Yeah.
I will come out of this trial, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Faith begin to grow, you know, no matter what. Look at the condition he was in. Now, I was confident now. I will come out of it. When he has tried me and so on. See? So, anyway, that is in Job 10. Now, at the beginning of his illness, Job had begged God to take his life. See, negative at the beginning, right? You know, it wasn't alone. The great Elijah the prophet, right? At the top of his trial and tribulation and so on. In 1 Kings 19:4, he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. A digression now, another man of God, mighty man of God, right? We all, I don't care how great the man of God, we are all tested. I'm going to come to that later, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. See? So, under a juniper tree, and he requested for instance that he might die. And said, it is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. The only prayer of Elijah, as far as we know, that wasn't answered was that, amen? Praise the Lord. The only prayer of Elijah was wasn't answered was that prayer. Lord, take my life. No, that was my plan for you. Praise the Lord Jesus. Where he see the heaven, he covered the rain and so on, that you know. But this one, God didn't answer that prayer. Praise God. So Job was, you know, was in that situation initially, was negative and so on, that you know. But God didn't answer that prayer, you know, even for Job either. Nevertheless, Job's faith gradually rose above all this, and God revealed unto him his power, even the power of his resurrection, you know. God knew Job would stand, would stand true to the end. God knew it, and God knew it all this, right? That's why he allowed Satan to try him, amen. You know the caliber of what you are made from, what you are tested, you know. You see, God is bragging about you and me, praise God. When you stand your ground, though, you know, God is, we are all tested, I come to you, we are all tested, right? So God was sure that Job will stand firm to the end. So the mouth of Satan was short anyway. What the hell said and done was now short. Job had proved that God had men who would stand through the fiercest of trials. Amen. The whole purpose that God, I believe God wrote that book of Job is one of those things that God telling Satan, I have a creative being, you know, who will stand the fiercest trial and be true to me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
People that you can never deceive, amen?
Amen.
Though it is some angel, the thought of them, but I have a people, you know, that you can never deceive. They will stand your test. And Job was one of them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And by God's grace, we are all one of them, amen?
Yeah.
By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? So anyway, so we see that right there. So, and, you know, so Job could now say in the 19th chapter 25 and so on, God now shared prophetic things of the future. He saw the Messiah coming. 1925 of Job. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin won't be destroyed, this body, he said, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed with me. We believe, reading between the lines, that Job was buried in Palestine. Don't ask me what part of the Bible is that. I know he was a prophet, right? God showed him at the resurrection and so on. He knew the resurrection of the first fruit of the Old Testament would be in Palestine. That's why Jacob, when he was dying, oh, Joseph, put your hand upon my thigh here, you know. Swear to me that you won't leave my body here in Egypt, right? Carry it back to Palestine. Why? They were all prophets. When Joseph himself was dying, I told that, you know, he told them, take my bones back to Palestine. They all knew that the resurrection of the first fruit will not be in Egypt. I had to be in Palestine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 27th of Matthew told us that, right? Bible says after his resurrection, the body of many sinners were dead, you know, they rose and they actually died graves and came out after his resurrection. That what Job was talking about. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That is between the line and so on. See how he stood his time in the time. There's another thing, another secret of Job's victory. He confessed and turned from his self-righteousness. That's another thing that he did and that helped him. When God's greatness and holiness naturally results in humbling men who will take time, you know, to confess, you know, and to turn from self-righteousness and just confess. And thank God, as a Christian, as a believer, I mean, the first thing we learn in coming to the Lord is this. Our righteousness is like filthy rags, right? What am I doing with filthy rags? Praise the Lord. Jesus was made unto you and I righteousness. He was made unto you wisdom, sanctification and redemption. So I don't have my righteousness, right? You stand firm. Jesus and righteousness. Praise the Lord. That's why, you know, so that's our position daily, you know, and some of that, you know. So thank God we have that in our possession. We don't veer away from that for whatever purpose or reason and so on, you know. So and so Job became aware of his own pride and loathed it. He hated it. And after he got a vision of God's power and righteousness. And he said in Job 40 verse 4, hear what he said in Job chapter 40 verse 4, behold, I'm vile. What Shall I answer thee, O Lord? He said, I will lay my hand upon my mouth henceforth, right? Lay my hand upon my mouth. And that's what he said. He was true professing his own righteousness, you know. So it was true that Job had committed no heartbroken sin. In fact, the man called, God called him a just man, right? Righteous man, right? So, I don't care what man of God, Abraham was tried, right? I was tried. You know, nothing was even reckoned to his account, you know, and so on. He committed no heartbroken sin, you know. He had committed no crime of anything, but he was guilty of wanting of every wrong attitude. Attitude is important, amen? Attitude towards the word of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Taking on a positive attitude. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that can only come from the word of God. I don't know where else the man can get a positive attitude in the time of trial and tribulation. It has to come from the word of God. So, he had an obstinate pride in his own good works. Because as far as you know, he committed no sin, right? So he was bold and so on, you know, yeah, true. No, you know, own good works. Now, no longer did he protest his own goodness anymore, you know. After he had received a visitation from God and had seen God's greatness, he considered himself vile, you know, unworthy of the least of the divine benefits. Papa Jacob even said in Egypt, I'm not even worthy of the least of all the good things I've done for me in my life. Jacob was saying that at the end. He prayed with God, right? But he prayed with God. He said, I'm not even worthy of the least of all the mercies you have shown unto me. You know, humility, something that, you know. Now, in deep repentance now, he confessed his error. And he said in verse Job 42, he confessed it. You know, he confessed his error. In Job 42, verse 3, that's what he said. I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Verse 6 says, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in doors and arches. Another secret of healing, amen. Yeah, well, there should be no confess, there should be no unconfessed sin. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those are the bait and the time that will oppress God's children. There should be no unconfessed sin. You know, so that's a different subject by itself, I'm sure. So we like the book of Job, that was revealed to us and so on, you know. And thus we see that repentance, whether of heartbroken sin or of sin of a wrong attitude, together with humility, is another great step towards healing. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, so I'll just leave that right there. Now another thing that we learn from the book of Job, some of the secrets is this. He prayed for his friends. Amen? Praise the Lord. He prayed for his friends. Job's communion with the Lord had been renewed now. Now, the Almighty God will have Job's relation with his fellow men restored. Just like today Christianity, that should discern the lost body. Amen? No discerning the lost body, there are many ways you can see that scripture in 1 Corinthians 11. The body of Christ is the church, right? Mm-hmm. So, not deciding is to do anything you want to the body of Christ, to your fellow brother and sister. Oh, Brother John, the apostle brought this, in a way. He said that he that hated his brother abided in death. Mm-hmm. See? That's how strong he brought it, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So, deciding the body of Christ is very, very important. The apostle said by the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 11, even as many sleep, but not be discerning the Lord's body, you know. So we must learn to love the body of Christ and so on, that, you know. Now, so here is this man who has suffered so much, you know, so much things and so on. So even his three friends, that's also pretty, these three friends of his had missed the mark, even worse than he did, than Job did, you know. And they were legalists, these three people. They were dogmatists, you know, of the fourth order, you know. They had called upon Job to repent. But they needed to repent of their own pride and bigotry. They need to, you know. And God has not been pleased with their smug conclusions, you know. Their pride conclusion about Job, God wasn't happy and so on. Yet God is not asked Joe to condemn them. Rather, God asked Joe to pray for them. And you know what Job did? And Job obeyed God, right? To pray. And here are the people he's going to pray for in Job 16:2. Here is what he called his friends. He called them miserable comforters. Praise the Lord. That is in Job 16:2. Now, God says to pray for these people that he called miserable comforters. You see now, the same thing, the same God, you know. Pray for your enemies. They are his friends, you know. And friends misunderstand you. Even in Christendom, amen. Pray that we misunderstand you. Don't take on them, amen. Praise the Lord. Just pray for them. They did not know what they were doing, right? You know, so you have to grow into maturity. So the person that he see them as visible comforters, now God say, go and pray for them. See? God's way of doing things, right? Another way of healing, you know. And he obeyed God anyway. And what happened when he did that? And we read in, you know, in Job 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, those miserable comforters in particular, for his friends. And also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So Job was healed, you know. His sickness had been a captivity. The Bible says God turned his captivity, right? And Satan had done his worst. He had afflicted him with boils. He had brought one calamity after another to Job. But now, things changed, amen. God had mended the edge that was broken. Health and prosperity returned to Job. The same thing he told us in 3 John 2, that you prosper and be in health, right? That which the devil had taken away was doubly restored by God, amen?
Amen.
God didn't just match what the devil took for him. He doubled it up, amen?
Amen.
God, I mean, there is no match to anything that God will do. He come before you one way, he will flee seven ways.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's how God does things all the time, you know? You know, that's how he does his things, you know. So he likes to be tested. You find your ground, you have to flee, you know. You even say, receive the devil, and he will flee from you. You say that in the book of James, I believe it is somewhere in India. So, so we saw that right there. So, he was not only healed, like I said, but he received, he received health, and he received health. That enabled him to live an additional 140 years more. When God healed him, he lived an additional 140 years. The person that he should die, know that God take my life now. When he was through with God and he stood his ground and did all these things we mentioned about, now God gave him another 140 years. Well, thank God for Hezekiah had thus hear the law. He's a turning prophet. He does hear the law. Go and put your house in order, or you shall die. The man turned around, right? And he went bitterly. I need to tell the Lord this thing and so on. Before the prophet could leave the courtyard of the king, God said to his guy, go turn back again and tell that man, you know, he will live, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know, 15 boys. Did you just got 140 years more, you know? So and blessed be the name of the Lord. So now and so he got many more years and so on. That's in Job 42 verse 16. And after this, lived Job 140 years. That's plus what how much he has lived that time. Now 140 years more. People used to think that he lived for 140 years. No. That was an additional year added to him, amen. Whatever age he was, when the affliction came, God added 140 years to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we see that there. So God does not in closing thoughts now, because it's a nice prayer meeting, I want to get time to pray. God does not allow suffering to come because there is some particular virtue in suffering. That's not why God allow it. So that's, you know. Nor does God give reward because man has done so much penance. That's not the reason. But in the time of suffering, Job had learned lessons, which we're talking about tonight, which will enable him to enjoy the long years of life before him. So he learned something from two of them. So he could enjoy the longevity that God will give him after all the trial. So Job never received his healing as long as he prayed to die. See that? Yeah, as long as he prayed to die, he didn't get the healing, you know. And or protested his innocence and goodness. All that time, he didn't get healed, you know. He was healed when he saw God's greatness and his own smallness. You know, I always think about Paul, what a tragedy. You know. The Bible says when he was small in his own eyes, you know, concerning Saul and so on. He was doing well, right? He even prophesied. He saw that also among the prophets, you know, when he was still doing right now, he disobeyed God, right? So he was doing well when he was small in his own eyes. So anyway, Job. So when he began to get smaller in his own eyes and see the almightiness of God, then healing came, right? So we saw that right there, you know. So when he humbled himself, God met him. When he justified God rather than himself, God took up his cause. When he prayed for the deliverance of his friends and so on, he received his own deliverance. Amen. Don't say, oh, I'm the other, you see, you know. But, you know, he forgot about his own trouble. He prayed for his, the time he was praying, wasn't he that time? So, because it's only after he prayed for his friend that he was healed, right? He was healed in suffering when he prayed, right? Praise the Lord. So what's a lesson for us to know that, you know? So anyway, now, one more thing I want to say about him before I close here. He was patient. Praise the Lord. Throughout the tribulation, he was patient. I just gave one scripture in the book of James, right? 5:11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. So he was patient, right? Of Job. And have seen the end of the Lord. That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I felt to put this scripture here to include some verses in the book of Psalms. And, you know, so in Psalm 30, the first few verses, and it says this, and so in closing tonight, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Verse 2 says, O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me.
Ha!
David the prophet was even sick at one time, right? Every child of God tried one way or the other, amen?
Amen.
But you know the secret? He loves to praise the Lord, right? So we know that one is here. For thou hast healed me, he declared that, for thou hast healed me. Verse 3 says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Verse 11 says, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and gathered me with gladness. To the end, that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song. When you think you are weak and so on, hey, the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen? Mm-hmm. Say, the Lord is my strength and song. And it become my salvation. Verse 15. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord dwells valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord dwells valiantly. Look at verse 17. I shall not die, but live. Not to loaf around, no, and declare the works of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what God wants to hear from you and I, no matter what condition we are in. Amen? That is his word, right? Say, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me, so. See that one? Has chastened me, so. But he has not given me over to death. See? 21st verse, 21 verse. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me. He was confident now. And have become my salvation. So we've been praying about something and so on. God has heard you already. Now, talking about chastening, which I want to close with tonight and so on. Even they was chastened, right? No, so God may use, before I do that, like David now, all the true sons of God will receive chastening from the Lord. Everyone. Amen?
Amen.
If there's anyone who they get any chastening from the Lord, then it's a bastard, right? Let's get the Bible verse for that. In Hebrews 12, the 6th verse. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son which he receiveth. Verse 7. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if he be without chastening, chastisement, whereof, what shall that word? A-L-A. Whereof all are partakers. Joe partook of it. David partook of it. Amen?
Amen.
All of God's children. You know? Then, Bible says here, are ye bastards? No, are not sons. So, all God's children partook of some chastisement and so on. That's not to say that God put disease on Job. In fact, we know it wasn't God who put disease on Job. Praise the Lord. Even to the children of Israel. I will not permit any of these things that are upon that to be upon you, you know. So the only thing is this, God will permit some of these things, and he does, you know. He permitted Satan to try Job, you know. So now God may use any agency to bring about the trials we face. He can bring any agency to do it, you know. And Satan was the agency used in the time of Job, right? In Job's trial. Look at Joseph, you know. Joseph and so on and that, you know. And what he went through and so on. It was the agency of his own trouble. You see? I had a dream. You know, he told his brothers and so on. All of us were by the sheep, you know, in the field. And my own sheep rose up past. And your own sheep just come around mine. And they did obeisance, you know. And they know the meaning of it. So we are going to be your servant and so on, you know. He didn't stop here. I have another dream, yes. What was it, Joseph? The sun and the moon. And the level that they do obedience to me. Even Jacob say, even some of myself and your mother, we are going to do obedience to you. The man couldn't hold it, right? He was born in him to be a prophet, right? He couldn't have anything to do with it and so on. He was the agency God used to, look at what he went through. But if he didn't say those things, how would the world that can be saved from famine and destruction? Look at what happened later. Later he will tell them, God sent me here. Christian, he forgave them. He didn't say, if God sent me here. Because your brethren told you, he has gone over that wall. He has forgotten you. Those things which are past, forget them. You know, he has seen the providence of God. You know, why are you keeping the thing of so many years behind? God sent me here. He has gone over, my brethren sold me, and all the kind of things, and so on. They wanted to kill me. He's gone over that wall, and so on. He's seen the providence of God. Praise the Lord. So we see, so we can be the agency by which we have our own tribulation and our trial and so on. God permitted it, right? So, for example, in the example of being tested in our bodies, I'm telling you now, you can be the agency. If you don't eat right, I'm telling you, your body will cause curse on you. Don't fear the Lord. Amen. Your body will cause curse on you if you don't eat well, and if you don't have proper rest, you know, even the Lord himself, no matter how busy the Lord is, no matter how many people are dying in the streets, right? The Lord will take time. In Mark 6, I believe it is, there are many coming and going. And they have no time to even have any rest, right? Took the disciples aside to a desert place, right? Even he's showing us an example. He's not weary, but he's showing us an example. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Proper rest, proper eating. In this age we are living in, automobile everywhere and so on, we must have to exercise too. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So because we know automobile everywhere, from here you go to your car and so on, you know. We need to exercise too and so on. So, if you don't do those things right, we can be agency by which we are affected in our body. So anyway, so another one or two more verses, then I close and so on, that, you know. So now, so you see, but God, even when we are the agency of our own trial, God is rich in mercy, amen?
Amen.
God is rich in mercy. So that is Ephesians 2:4, but God is rich in mercy. And has loved us with a great love. Praise God. So we know that. Psalm 91 verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be. Whether I call it myself, I'm a child of God, right? And I call to my spiritual senses, and I call upon the Lord. Here is his promise for you and I. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Verse 16 says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thy iniquities? Satan is accuser of the brethren, right? Any sin that is confessed under the blood of Jesus Christ is totally forgotten. Amen. Their sins and their iniquity I will remember no more.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. We are dead unto sins and we are alive unto righteousness.
Amen.
If you don't know all these things or have it in our mind, then we can be afflicted by the enemy and some of that, you know. So we know that. So don't let come out and say you did this and did that. If I've confessed it, it is done. Amen. God said I will never remember it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So and it goes to say that who redeemeth my life from destruction? Who kindeth me with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is under the eagles? So and Psalm 100 verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 118 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Verse 4, for that same place, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Last scripture here, Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for giving us insight into the word of God. We are masters over Satan. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give unto you power over all ALS, the power of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, speak the word only. I will back it up. You shall have whatsoever he says. David said, I shall not die but live. You shall have whatever you say. Help us to really confess all the time the word of the Lord. As we go tonight, Lord, help us to meditate upon all these things, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And let it be mixed with faith. In the name of the Lord, that it may be profitable unto us. We thank you for blessing us in the reading of thy word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Brother Benji, help us to sing this song. When Brother Chai will come up as we sing, I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord. I say thank you, Lord.
I bow before you to say thank you.